Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Man went to the Metro Museum the other day. Like, do you get me? Like, it wasn't even the Metro Museum.
The London Underground.
The Acton Depot, bruv.
Oh, shit.
Man just bowled up, took the utes. Now, I see you told me to go.
Yeah, I've heard about the Acton demo. I've heard about the depot.
It's like a little open day thing, bruv.
Yeah, they got like old trains in there. And
it's much better than... I've been to the London Transport Museum with the utes, yeah.
The one in Covent Garden?
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's
in
like
Covent.
a museum. Yeah, this is actually just smells of metal and fucking trains and shit. It's amazing,
It's in the yard. It's literally in Acton Yard, isn't
it? It's amazing, bro.
And look, I can see you look like an American tourist just walking out. Like, you bought all the merch, man. Everything.
It was an absolute raise.
Yeah.
All of it was raised.
No way.
I swear to God, bruv. I swear to God, all of it was raised.
Yeah, yeah. Now you
and I brought my utes in. Do you know what I mean? Because when I was doing like stupid videos next to the trains and shit, like, do you know what I mean? Like, this
yeah,
is
we saw it. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll see that shit. But yeah.
Big bits. Don't get me started on big bits, do you know what I mean? I've got my own big bit in my living room, do you know what I mean? Who's asleep in here, do you know what I mean? Because we're so addicted to trains, do you know what I mean? Absolutely bang bang. That geezer knows I absolutely bad trains and he works for TfL, do you know what I mean?
This is why that one's made out of wood, do you know what I mean?
Respect Drax.
Yeah, big up. But
did you explain to your
kids? Some geezer came and shouted, excuse me, we're closing now. And I was like, right, if there's a shop, we've got to have to see if there's a little like underground thing that I can raise, you know what I mean?
Of course.
But bruv, I brought my boys up well, do you know what I mean? They don't pay for the London Underground, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
They know they got the license, do you know what I mean? Everything got raised, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Everything got raised. They wanted £14 for adults to get in and £7.50 for the kids to get in.
Shit. Yeah. Did you jump the turnstiles?
We just walked past, bruv, shouting DDS, mate. If it weren't for us, bruv, no one would even be coming anyway, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Yo, Theme, do you think, you remember Blue Peter and you remember the Blue Peter badge?
Yeah.
And the Blue Peter badge would get you into like certain museums or something like that. Do you reckon like if you're in DDS, you get a little DDS badge and that's it. That's it. You get into any LU.
You just bought a DDS, bruv. If it weren't for us, no one would be coming to this poxy museum anyway, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Just bowled in with the utes. So yeah, I thought, right, one of them ones, we're doing one of them ones. So we went, nobody said shit. So we're in, like, sticking up fucking DDS post-it notes onto their memory boards and shit like that. Kids are going up, why do I want DDS, Dad? Do you know what I mean? I just put DDS, stick it right on the middle of there.
They were like,
war on chains and
share a nice memory of the underground. You were like, yeah, fucking war on chains, arms house.
Fame and Amber. Arms house, yes. Do you know what I mean? But do you know what I mean? A shed a tear to my eye. Do you know what I mean?
What's
taking
that on your shoulder?
Their own man. Do you know what I mean?
What's that on your head?
So,
on your yeah.
So Bill and Ted went in with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything was erased. So I was like, right. So we go to the shop because the geezer's calling closing time. We go to the shop. It's not even really a shop. It's just like something they set up. Yeah.
Little
and
story.
Next door to them is a next shop called the Friends. The Friends of we are the Friends of TFL.
Uh-huh.
So one was the TFL shop, one was the Friends of the TFL shop.
Okay.
So and I'm like, bro, we've got not got much time. And everything's the nuts, bruv. It's all like shit. Like, you know what I mean?
It's all district nuts. Line.
I'm like,
yeah,
I'm buying all of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I got up to the jumper, sick jumper. And it's a £48.
Jesus.
The
what, it doesn't have the underground symbol on it or big?
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the front.
Yeah. It said underground across it, nice. I think. But it's sick. The t-shirt was £28. I'm like, I'm not buying that. What the fuck is this shit?
That.
This train, yeah? I'm like, looking at this train. They've got all the small ones. And I'm like, no, look at this one. This is Tonkin. We'll have that on the sofa. Do you know what I mean? Because everyone knows I battered the fucking district line. Do you know what I mean?
He's holding up a pillow shaped
I go,
like
I
a
go
train
to, I go to Bill and Ted. Yeah, I'm like, yo, Bill, take this. Yeah. You hold on to this. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'll hold on to it, Dad. Yeah, I'll hold on to it.
Yeah.
And the map, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone to the friends of the friends of TFL, yeah. Like all these people selling old maps and shit. You know what I mean, I don't know how much is that. He's like, yeah, that's a score. I'm like, yeah, sweet. Do you take card? Yeah, you have to go and pay over there, and then you go around there. I'm like, is he joking? Like, as he's saying it, bro, I'm thinking, is he really what? I'm looking because they're kicking people out. Like, you gotta go. Yeah. I'm looking the wrong way. Like, yeah, bro, yeah, I'll go down there. Yeah. Just get. Can you roll it up? Puts in an elastic band and shit.
Yeah.
Like, so he goes, that's one of the original ones that was sent to us from you know what I mean? TFL. And I'm like, oh, sweet.
I used to rip them off the trains back in the day. Like I had every single line on my wall, but just ripped off the train.
Bill and Ted keep coming up to me. I'm sorry, right, Ted, you take this map, yeah? And Bill's got this, yeah? I'm like, right, sweet. Where's the exit? And they're like, oh, it's over there, Dad. Where? And I'm like, near these toilets, there's one exit. Yeah. I'm like, right, you two go and wait over there, yeah? And I'll go over here and pay for it, yeah? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, right by the exit, yeah? And he's like, yeah, okay, sweet. Let's go to like walk to the till thinking, I don't get no money to TFL. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's absolutely no way, bro. All my fucking demons start taking over. I'm like,
nah, you can't.
I can't be playing. Like, what do you mean? I'll take this tea towel off the thing and I'm like, right, boing him. Yeah, and I'm like, boys, where are you? Oh, there you are, boys. Oh, yeah, well done. And all that. And we kind of pop out, yeah. But we get stopped by a queue of people leaving.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? It all looks like people leaving a club to like get their jackets out.
Yeah.
And Leo's like holding this and it's like nearly bigger than him. Do you know what I mean? We're just like bowling through.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Are you guys all like waiting for your jackets or something? They're like, no, we work here. We're just clocking out. We have, go on through. And Leo's like, yeah, Leo bowls through.
Yeah.
With this raised train. I'm like, I'm fucking crying, Amber. I'm fucking crying, looking there behind him. Alex is
swelling with pride.
Hammersmith and Fulham Gold Road fucking map.
Yeah.
And I'm holding the tea towel going, bum the TFL, yeah, you know what I mean? Bowled out.
Nice.
Fucking
you know,
sick.
You reminded me of, you know, the Krispy Kremes in WH Smith, usually in the underground stations, they have a WH Smith and then they have a Krispy Kremes, like a little cupboard.
Advertising bit.
No, but they'll have the Krispy Kremes in there and you've got to help yourself. Yeah. You've got to put them in the box. And then you've got to walk into the shop and pay for them, yeah? So many times I'm just like, I'll put it into a box and go, where do I pay for it? They go in there and I'm like, all right. And then I'll just walk off that way. But yeah, it's so easy to do, man. You're looking fly in your underground.
We didn't spend a fucking penny. Didn't spend a penny to get in.
Did you learn anything about the history of the London Underground when you were in there?
So I get on one of the tubes, yeah?
How many? What is it literally in the train depot? Or the depot's over there and it's another little bit there,
It's before. If you're coming like from the street and you're walking up that bit towards the yard, it's before the yard.
Okay, yeah. But they have mad trains in there. How many trains in there?
They have like six, seven, eight trains.
Okay, yeah.
But like one of the trains might be like one carriage of one type of train and then the next carriage is a different type of train.
Uh-huh.
But that's still sick because you get to see more.
Yeah, of course.
People have got fucking stainers on there.
Yeah, we Koff. Saw up. I'm going to put pictures up now. Yeah, Koff, big up. Element
had his name scratched in on the
front. What happened to Element? He was out and about for a while, man. What happened to him, man?
I don't know. Got nicked a lot.
Oh, God knows, man. Yeah. So yeah, you're bopping around. What? How was it? Is it worth? Do you recommend it?
I'm bopping onto this. Speak to this geezer. Yeah.
Yeah.
End up speaking to this guy who's like he works for the TFL, works for the underground. I've worked on the rails, yeah, and I've driven trains, yeah. And I was like, oh, I see. And then some other geezer joined, like some mad bod looking guy who all like was talking. Oh no, that was the C-22 stop, slightly different stop.
Like the Francois Bourgeoisie.
Exactly like that geezer, but. He did work for TFL.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, he works for TFL. And this geezer. Some of the questions I was asking this geezer, yeah, we're getting on the verge of like, he's thinking, who is this guy? Like, kind of answering, like, kind of mad. Why is he asking questions like that?
What were you asking? Like, what? What were you asking? Like, what time does the last train leave the depot? And where do you held it before you go?
Where are you bringing the new Piccadilly trains from?
Yeah,
they're built in Germany. Well, I'll go on with that. What happens when those trains come in? What are you going to do with the old picks?
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, where are you going to put them? Like, are they up for private auction? Can you fucking, where are you just going to dash all the Piccadillys? Where are they going? And we're on some 1937 district line. I'm not asking anything about it. And he's like standing up.
Is there a group? So there's a group of people. There's a group. Right. And you're just putting your hand up.
The kids are sitting down. The kids are like this. Like, fucking hell, that.
Just bored.
So long. This is the most boring thing. And he's going, oh, that's a good question. Well, they're built. These Piccadillys are getting built in Germany, yeah, by a company owned by Siemens. They have air conditioning and rare. One of the things he goes, you know, the air conditioning of the Piccadilly line and, you know, Bakerloo lines and other lines is really difficult, you know, because of tight, small tunnels. And you wouldn't know, but you get like a load of dust when you're like walking through tunnels and walking through tracks and talking about how hot it is. And then I'm like, I have no idea whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? And when they come over, bruv, they're going to get brought to England on the Channel Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So one geezer is going to drive one of those trains that pulls all these new Piccadillys.
Yeah, the back, yeah.
And then the first yard they go to is Norfields.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Just up the road. Yeah.
That's where the new picks go.
Nice.
And all the old picks, so, you know, the old district lines?
Yeah.
They're using them in Wales.
Uh-huh.
And on the Isle of Wight.
Okay.
Like, they're actually using it. So the Isle of Wight and Wales brought most of the old sea stock trains. And they've painted like some blue line across them or whatever.
But now
they're actually used today in Isle of Wight and Wales.
Yeah. Let's go Isle of Wight. Let's go bat some trains in Isle of Wight, son.
Yeah.
Damn. Did you like ask him like, what's the best ink to use if you want to stain the wall on the new Piccadilly? Yeah.
Why have those ones got that? Why has that Northern line got stains on it? What is that? Do you know what I mean?
I think now what you should have said, I don't know if you did, but you should have said, you know what? I've noticed recently since the pandemic, a lot of Central line trains got these paintings on them. I've been seeing them a lot on my way to work. And do you know why now I'm seeing more of them? Like, I don't know. You could have asked a question like that just to see what their response would have been. That would have been funny.
Oh, but when the TfL lot turned to Bill and Ted and said, oh, no, we're just waiting. We have to clock out. We work here. You guys can just go on through. Three of us in single file just bowling out.
You've all stolen shit in your hands.
Yeah. And I was still, the only blag I had if we were going to get top was, Leo, man, I didn't even know he had it, brother. Sorry, mate. I didn't even know he had it. Do you know what I mean? And do that blag.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't pay for that.
That's the standard
I didn't pay
one.
For that. Put that back. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. That's the standard blag, man.
But it didn't happen, so we just bowled out.
For me, that would be the biggest enticement to have kids is so I can do that. You know, that's the biggest perk of having kids.
I've been on a raise recently, bro.
Yeah, I bet.
What's this, bro? This was £38.
I remember when we went to that hip hop thing in South Bank and we were with the two utes and then we walked in, you got them by the fridge and they took two drinks and you were like, yeah, follow me. And then you walked through past the till, like round and then out the door. We were like, yeah. They just like wandering around oblivious, man. I love it. Yo, party people, this is episode 76 of Arms House to Your Mom's House right now.
Do you get me?
Oh, whoops, hold on. There we go.
Even with a delay or not.
Big up my man Theme. Yo, I'm Amber here. We got Graph Critique to get through. We're going to pick the winner of the Tox map. Oh, shit. I just spilt them all out of the fucking
Never
thing.
Painted a BR in his life. You get me, Black?
You know what I mean? So we're going to pick a winner a bit later on. We got questions.
I haven't even seen what I look like, bruv. I need to move things out of the way of the screen to see. Oh, you get me?
Yeah, man. Is that a tea towel? Is that a London Underground tea towel?
London Underground tea towel.
I like it.
They wanted 19 baht.
Fuck that.
19 baht for it.
No way, man.
I wouldn't give them 19 Thai baht, man. You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, on principle, man, we don't give them money, man. You know what I mean? We try not to anyway, man. I pay for the train nowadays, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Theme's looking at me with
disgust. Underground,
bruv,
we have an affiliation and there's no way of describing it to anyone.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to break it down to the wife. She's, why are you always such a cunt on the underground? Just shut up. It's just always going to be like that.
Why are you elbowing kids in the head, like dragging them into your carriage and knocking them out? I'm just kidding. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, it's just one of them things, man.
There is something different about it when you've been up close and personal with them. Do you know what I mean?
100%. It was up
by just the smells and the fucking noise and the fucking everything.
Look, ultimately, you can glamorize it as much as you want. You can glamorize it as much as you want, theme, but ultimately what it boiled down to was we were on the London Underground all the time and we couldn't afford to pay for all that shit. So we jumped the fucking things, you know what I mean? And obviously paint, you can't, you know, if you're painting a lot, you can't afford to be buying paint like that, man. You know what I mean? So you got to nick the paint. It came out of necessity, not so much out of this. Oh, we, you know,
you're taking away from my bad man image, bro.
Yeah, I know. But it kind of developed into Jesus that. And
Christ. Look at the garms I've got and everything.
Exactly. I can't chat to Theme when he's dressed.
Look at my hat, bruv. You see this hat?
I can see it.
That's not from the museum, bruv. But that's like old DDS trophies. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, you should get all them lot signed that hat. That'll be sick. But anyway, that's another thing. All right, so what we got plenty of shit to get through. Yo, can we start with the Arabic word theme? Actually, now, before that, you were talking about trains on the London Underground. I got on the train the other day. I was painting, down in Latimer Road, whatever. I was doing a commission for someone. Actually, this is kind of funny, Theme, I'm going to send you a photo, Theme, I'm going to send you this photo. This guy, he messages me out of the fucking blue. Yeah, and says, I met you. He had a bit of an accent. He was like, I met you down in Latimer Road. He goes, I met you like 7 months ago down in Latimer Road. And you said you could paint a little commission for me or something like that.
Well, where did he see you? Just came out to you on the street?
No, in Latimer Road. I was painting down the legal down there. You know what I mean? There's people
and he said, I've seen you here before.
He said that he came up to me and I gave him my number. Because he wanted something painting. But this was 7 months ago. I've completely forgotten about it, And then I get a random call from him a couple of days ago. And he said, oh, man, I need you to paint this commission, man. If you can paint this commission for me. And I was like, who's this? Or who are you? Like that. And they were like, I saw you down there, 7 months ago, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. No problem. I was like, you got to pay me this much, and I'll do this and this, and no problem. But then he sends me the photo of the thing he wants to fucking paint, Fuck, I'm trying to find it. Hold on, I'll find it. It's here somewhere. It was the weirdest painting I've ever seen. Yo, Theme, check your WhatsApp quickly, man. I just sent you the image that this guy sent me, This weird dude. He said, I want you to paint this on a wall.
This?
Look, it's like like Pepe the Frog on the shoulder of like a big bull. Chasing a little teddy bear with like mad smoke going. It's the weirdest fucking thing. I was like, what the fuck is that? I kind of recognize the frog as like, it's like an online meme type of thing. This frog, Pepe the Frog. But anyway, so I paint this motherfucking thing. I'm going to send you the painting that I did. I think I did quite a good job of it. There you go. Boom. I just sent it. Theme, I can't hear you for some reason. You've gone off. Can't hear you, bruv.
Check 1, 2 for the
minute. Oh, there we go.
It was on mute. What a dickhead.
All right, so I've just sent you the painting that I did. Can you see it?
It's downloaded. Here it is.
That's pretty decent rendition. Young,
so damn fresh.
You know, the guy paid me, decent. It only took like 3-4 hours. Boshed it out. Bam. You know what I mean? Whatever.
I think you've done well there, son.
And the guy, he was from Romania. Romanian guy, Now, while I'm painting it, you know Debug? You know his missus? Shan's daughter. If you watch the...
I met her in Carnival.
In Carnival. If you watch our Carnival episode where we're bopping around Carnival, you see her. Anyway, she drives past on her bike. So I'm like, easy.
Up to Debug, he used to absolutely batter the London Underground,
Doubt. Salute Debug every time. So now she drives past in a bike, but the guy who's commissioning me, he bopped off. I think he was going to go buy a sandwich or something. And she parks the bike and she's like, hey, we have a little chat. And I'm like, she's like, what are you painting? I'm like, just some weird fucking shit. And she was like, she points at Pepe the Frog, the frog on the shoulder. And she goes, you know, that's a racist meme that's used by racist people. And I was like, is it? I didn't know. I knew it's a meme.
Shit. But... And then there's a brown bear dusted away. Is that what you're saying?
Yo. Then I started looking at it going, whoa, am I painting a mad racist piece for some fucking far right group or something? Yeah. I was like, because I didn't ask any questions. I was like, you want that painted? Pay me this much. They put the money in my account. And I was like, boom, I painted it. Didn't you know what I mean? Whatever. It happened really quickly. And she starts pointing out like, I swear that's a racist thing. And I'm like, oh shit. But she like on 4chan, which is a website. Like with all like, you know, obviously it's not all just racist people, but it's used in very far right wing.
You know what I mean? Mystic Meg and their mates.
Anyway, so then she cycles off now and I'm now finishing this piece off going like, what the fuck am I baiting? Like kind of thing. Yeah, I don't want this to be some hardcore thing. Anyway, and the guy comes back and I start questioning him now. Yeah. Cause I'm like, even in my head, I'm like, am I going to like, let's say he goes, yeah, Sieg Heil, I'm a Nazi. Like, you know, like I'm going to go, oh shit, I'm going to have to just ruin the painting and tell him to fuck off and give him his money back. But
you're thinking, I could be racist for 250 quid.
Yeah, I was like, you know, 250 quid, I might chill. But I've thought, let me just pick this guy's brain to see what the fuck. Anyway, he told me, no, it's a Bitcoin thing. He works for a Bitcoin, I guess you'd call it a Bitcoin company. I mean, I don't even know what you'd call it. He had all this merch as well because his missus turned up with a bag full of all this merch and all his mates were going to come to take photos. It was the 1-year anniversary of their company that they started doing Bitcoin. And he told me that there was Pepe the Frog, then Moo Moo the bull, and then Bobo the bear. Yeah, they're all memes. Obviously, Pepe the Frog is the most famous one out of the three. But you're saying that you know...
I don't know any of these fucking frog...
What's it called when you sell NFTs? That was it. He was talking about NFTs and crypto and all this shit. And that's when my eyes started glazing over.
Allow it, bro. What's it called?
Crypto...
NLTs.
Like, NFTs or whatever. NFTs. Yeah, all that shit. And I was like, all right. I was like, I'm done. I don't care. I finished debating and then left. But I just remember her putting a spanner in the works and I was like, am I painting a racist painting now? I just didn't have a fucking clue, man.
Shit, son.
But anyway, what were we going to move on to before I said, oh yeah, the Arabic word. You know, we've been learning a lot of Arabic words. Theme has been getting further in his career because of the Arabic words. We even got a few messages from people saying that thanks for teaching us Arabic. We're teaching our kids and shit like that. And it's a beautiful thing. But Theme, have you noticed this writer? He's kind of getting up a bit. I've only seen him around West, but I've had friends tell me, nah, he's venturing out. He's in East. He's been doing the rounds. And I was chatting to my English mate about it. And he said, yeah, Dunya. It says Dunya. D-U-N-Y-A. Have you seen that tag about? D-U-N-Y-A, Theme. Mm-hmm. Now I've said it, you're going to see it everywhere now. I'm telling you. Yeah.
One of them ones, isn't it?
One of them ones. But I always read it as it's saying Dunya, D-U-N-Y-A. Here it is on the screen. Dunya means, because that's why I think this kid is Arabic, because Dunya means the earth, the world. Dunya means the world. Yeah.
D-U-N-Y-A.
So I thought that would be D-U-N-Y-A, Dunya. So you could, like, you know, in... You can say,
hello, Habibi, you are my dunya.
You are my dunya, exactly, and stuff like that. Like, you know, you'll hear it about, but dunya means the world. Yeah, so there's another
the
word.
World.
I mean, al dunya, but you can just say dunya, world. Yeah.
Al dunya.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, dunya. So if dunya is listening, is it dunya or dunya? Let us know, man. Or don't. I mean, whatever. I don't care that much.
What was the one last week or a couple of weeks ago when I said, like, how'd you say, what's that?
Shuhei.
What's this?
Yeah, Shuhei.
Shuhei. Because I didn't write it down.
Write down. If you're going to write it down, go Shuhada. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Shuhada is just kind of more of a... It's just like you can say that about anything and people will understand what you're saying. You know what I mean?
What's the translation?
Just mean, what's that?
What's that?
Yeah. It's just, remember when I was telling you, I don't know, there's female, there's male, there's, you know, all the, like plural, singular, like just shuhada is just like, what is that? You know what I mean? Yeah. So what was I going to go into now? We got questions. We got, actually, should we go into a song or?
Go into a song. Go into your brethren's song.
All right. I want to big up and give a shout out to my main man, J1200. I want to give a shout out to my man, DJ Thor, MTS.
So, DJ Thor, do you know what I mean? DJ Thor, do you know what I mean? Look, absolute Don of the Underground, do you know what I mean?
Or he was at one time, that's for sure. Highly regarded fellow in the hip hop stratosphere. And also big up my man, Insight, one half of Unsung Heroes. They have a crew called Pyra Minds. We've played a couple tracks of theirs before on the pod, but they have a new track, just came out with a music video as well. And it's called Bring It Back. It's a dope, like, summery kind of hip hop, like, big tune, you know what I mean?
Bring it back.
And
bring it back to me.
Bring it back to me. There we go. And like, I have a penchant of like kind of appearing in people's music videos in the background. I'm in Jazz Kahina's video. I'm in.
He loves it. He loves getting his little head involved.
Like, Habibi. So if you watch the music video for this one, it's a wicked video, mad jokes, and big up all the people in the video.
Weren't you in the video with Pav?
Yeah, with Pav and Illaman. Yeah, I was in the background for that. And yeah, a bunch of videos. You see me in the background. But there's another one with me in the background. the tune is called Bring It Back. It's featuring K Prez from, I think he's from New Jersey. Yeah, so this is like the America-UK connect.
Yo, this is K Prez, son. You know what I'm saying, son?
Word up. Let's just give it a little listen. Theme, I want to get your reaction and then we can move on.
Hey, man's on it, fam.
Pyra Minds, Bring It Back. If you want to check it out, all the links will be below. Yo.
Presidential
care,
that's a good sign.
Yo, please raise your glasses high. Light one, put it past the sky. The world too big, you can have the block. I lifted off the ground like an astronaut. Locked down, I deserve the top. For the fam, we gon' move like birds of flocks. I don't know if you heard or not, but the word on the street is that I never will stop. Yeah, you better knock it off. I really bleed for this, that's why I'm that raw. And I'm that rare, before I take it there. Ain't no looking back, just wanna make it clear. Nighttime, we on all glow. In the party with my halo. Good vibes, bring them back, yo. To the DJ, bring it back though. Nothing fake here, all natural. Celebrate for the cause, yo, it's past due. Good vibes here, bring them back, yo.
Like a summer anthem vibe, you know what I mean?
Back,
the B boys, man, for the B boys and B girls, yo, make some noise, yo. All right, party people, if you want to check out the rest of that tune, check the link below, check the music video, run the numbers up, man. Show some love to my people's Pyra Minds.
K-Prez.
I mean, you know, you feel that's like a summery kind of anthem vibe, you know what I mean? The video's got lots of B-boys dancing and doing a thing. Actually, what was funny, when they were filming the video, they filmed it in a few different...
You were in this video as well?
Well, yeah, it was on... They filmed some of it down in Leek Street with my man Stocky painting the wall, and he did, you know, they did this whole thing. They had some B-boys there. And, you know, Leek Street is quite rowdy place. There's loads of people... Not rowdy, but, like, you know, there's loads of people there. And there were these Korean, like, bloggers walking past, and they had like mad cameras on them and shit. And we were like, they were like getting involved in, because we had B-boys dancing and shit. It was quite funny. And they were getting involved. And we found out that they were like fucking, they were streaming to like hundreds of millions of people. It was crazy. These dudes, like, they were walking around in this group with all these cameras facing out everywhere. But now,
some famous Koreans.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I don't fuck knows, but it was just a weird thing that happened. Just people getting involved and stuff. But yo, nice summery tune there for you guys.
Nice summery tune, man. Yeah, nice summery tune.
Yeah, man. Big up them lot. They got loads more in the works as well, man. Should we go into a question? Let's go into a question, man.
Go on, son.
People, people listening, man, and people watching, send in your questions, man. Come on, we want to answer your questions. You know, we've had some good ones so far. So
the Woodford piss licker.
Yeah, that wasn't a question, that was a story. But send in stories.
Fucking brilliant. Send those in.
Send those in, send everything in, guys. Come on, man. Give us shit to chat about, man. You know what I mean? But yo, let's go into this question here. Let's go.
Yeah, I've got a question around the subject of jacking back in the 90s. I mean, I was jacked like more times than I care to remember.
Yeah,
I've lost count
like
right away
well,
across
you know
the
I mean?
City by, yeah. You know, numerous writers. And
you know I mean?
I never understood you know why I mean? That whole process had to begin with this like bullshit warm-up, which would be something along the lines of, oi, let me see that hat, or... like, could you lend me 50p? And then they'd just jack you. And I never understood why there was this requirement for this kind of almost like sort of small talk, which would lead into what was actually was going on. And my question to you was, from the perspective of the person that was doing the jacking, did they start off the process like that because they felt like they were being kind of covert and it was less obvious as to what they were trying to do? Or was their conscience getting the better of them a little bit? And were they feeling like slightly guilty about what they were doing? And maybe by starting it off in that way of like, could you lend me this? Or could I have a look at that? Did it somehow make them think that they weren't actually robbing you? And it was like something quite different.
So, question there about
what Jackie. A fucking brilliant question.
That's
my
a
son.
Good question. Yeah.
What a brilliant question.
Thumbs up.
Might have to play it back to answer it properly, man.
No, he's basically
there's
saying...
many elements to that.
Nah, he was basically saying...
Why did they... So, I think it's to open the conversation.
There was a little dance we used to do, you know?
Yeah, but instead of like, oi, pussy, I'll come here.
Yeah.
If you said that, then it's on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you said, like, oh, I beg you to never go on your bike.
Yeah.
I'm only going to the shop.
Yeah.
I swear I'll bring it back.
It's basically, like you said, to cover up what they're doing. You know what I mean? Ultimately, the goal is to jack you. Yeah, whether you got weed on you, you got money, you got cigarettes, you got fucking whatever. We're going to paint, we're going to take it. You know what I mean? Not me personally. I mean, I did it a couple of times, but not really to any real degree. But
people have done that to me bare times.
I got jacked.
Jump up and down, bruv.
I got jacked bare times, yeah. But I'm saying
I had a shrapnel in your pocket, bruv. Set me an edge piece. Do you know what I mean? Give me that edge piece, bruv.
Some people would be just bareface and you know exactly what they want. But I get what he's saying about this little dance they would do. Like, oh, all right, mate. Like they'd kind of like sweeten you up to jack you. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
To and make I it think, feel like it's not a jacking. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes they even pat you on the shoulder and say, I'll see you next time.
Yeah, exactly. Jack
me, you fucking cunt.
I had one time I was on the bus, top deck at the back, and I got surrounded by rude boys. They all sat, I knew exactly what they wanted, and they all started going through my pockets, and I couldn't do nothing. They squared me in. But then I recognized one of them. He went to school with my sister, my older sister. Yeah. His name was Mikey.
One of them ones, you're like Mikey, bruv.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I just said to him, like,
it's going
to
be no pum-pum for you from my sister, bruv. You know what I mean? Like, what? All of her mates as well, bruv.
They took everything off me, yeah? And then I remember looking at him going, yo, Mikey, man. Because he'd been around my house. Like, we'd had house parties before.
You've
like,
been like,
I
Mikey. So
I was like,
the map.
I was like,
yo, Mikey, man.
Now, you know what he did? He went to the main guy who was jacking me and he said, look, give me 50p. He gave me 50p back. And he goes, that's for the bus to get home. That was his like reconciliation. And anyway, they only took like...
Nice.
He was like, there you go, man. Safe. Yeah. And I was like, you can't. You took everything, man. When I say everything, and also when you're 15, 16, I mean, what do you really have? Like an iPod maybe is the most valuable thing you have on you, if you have an iPod?
Pager. I got jacked for, I think, every pager I had. I think I had about 3 or 4.
Oh, wow.
Maybe
had
not,
one.
You know, maybe, but 3 or 4. Had the yellow triangle one. I had the see-through Motorola one. That was a
I had the
one,
Motorola
one. I had like
one.
Two of those. Both got jacked.
I didn't get them jacked, though. I was lucky with my...
Touch used to jack every single one of my mates. You know, like Sam Jacobs, Dan Jacobs, all of them, Ed, all of them. I think And if we ever got caught together, he'd be like, oh, yeah, safe, bub, safe, bub. I beg you, let me book down that alleyway with your bridges. I mean, that Turnham Green Station, there's that alleyway down there.
Yeah.
And they
were
just, we'd all wait, you know what I mean, while Touch was jacking one of them in the alleyway. And they'd come back and be like, what about you? You got anything? Yeah. Like, yeah. You come down there with us. We'd all get jacked.
Yo. I mean, I tell you what, there was the spot in Ealing behind the post office where all the skateboarders hung out. And I used to hang out with all the, I guess you'd call them Chav Roo boys or whatever. You know, we were all in Armani, fucking, you know what I mean, Reebok Classics with the hair, with the fucking, you know, the grinder haircut. You all know the one. And I didn't particularly need to jack anyone or want to jack anyone. It was more about having the reputation.
You're
going to
say that you jacked your brethren?
Well, no. Check this out, yeah? I had two friends out of the skate a lot. I used to know the skate a lot, but I didn't know that some of them were writers, some of them weren't, whatever. But the guys I was with, most of them weren't writers. There was a couple of them that were, but not really. They weren't really writers. They were just Roo boys. You know what I mean? We were just Roo boys walking around. And we used to frequent the spot where all the skaters were. And it was basically to harass them. Of course, we jacked them and we, you know, this and that. We, you know, we terrorized them a little bit here and there. But it wasn't to like make money. Or, you know, it was just to build
just
that.
Just to jack them. Do you know what I mean? That was just to jack them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just, and like kind of that ego thing of like, I'm stronger and tougher than you. You ain't going to do shit about it. You know what I mean? That kind of feeling when you're a kid is quite a powerful one, you know? Especially when you're with all these good dudes. But my next door neighbor was a skateboarder. And me and him grew up together since we were like fucking like 4 or 5 years old. Man. Salute my brother, Andrzej. Yeah. And, he was a skater and he would always be there.
I used to do a lot of skateboarding on and off.
He used to be there with the skaters. And whenever me and my crew all turned up, yeah, Andrzej knew he was safe. He knew he was cool. No one was going to touch Andrzej because, you know, obviously. So he'd come and chill with me while all his mates were getting jacked. And then the odd one or two would come over and sit with us. And then Andrzej would be like, please, can you allow these? Lot? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, cool. You know, and
fucking chief,
and everyone else would get harassed, man. It was a mad time, to be honest, man. But that dance that people do is basically so that you don't scream for help. It's so that you don't, if someone comes and catches you, you can go, no, I was just only going to borrow it, man.
What
I wasn't going to.
What are you shouting for, bro?
What are you shouting? I'm only going to borrow. So they have an excuse. So they have an excuse to make out like they weren't trying to jack you, but they were all along. You know what I mean? I tell you what I miss, Thebe, is, well, I don't really miss it, but when like a group of Roo boys will be standing there and you're walking past them now and you're like, fuck, like, you got to walk past them. And then they'll be like, oi, Adidas, oi. And you're wearing that like Adidas jumper. And you know they're talking about you. You just got to keep walking without facing them. Just keep walking. Don't look. Because once you stop
I didn't hear anything.
You just got to. Because that's what I taught my brother, man. My brother used to get jacked as well. Talal, 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 talal.
Talal used to love getting jacked.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just remember telling him, if someone's shouting for you, don't look at them. Pretend like you can't hear them. Keep walking straight and have a look on your face like you just had a big fucking argument with your missus. Yeah. Like have that look on your, like, you know, like your screw face on and just don't look at them. Just walk with a screw face on. And 90% of the time, they're probably going to
look
at them. You.
Just yeah. Walk, just imshi.
And I'm telling you, 90% of the times it works. Because these people, the people jacking you, yeah, they don't want pushback. They just want you to give up the goods, you know, and fuck off. You know what I mean? If they sense that they're going to get a lot of pushback, depending on their mood. Sometimes we enjoyed that. If one of them pushed back and you give them a couple slaps or whatever.
No, it was never fair. It was always like there would be like 4 or 5 yeah, of them.
Exactly.
And you'd be like 1 or 2 of you. That's when it would be, you just know you're fucked. You know what I mean?
Exactly, man. But yeah, I mean, I think...
Part of growing up though, do you know what I mean? My kids won't even get jacked, do you know what I mean? Because everyone knows who their old man is though, do you know what I mean? But it does you character, do you know what I mean?
I mean, and also I'm sure nowadays with the amount of cameras, there was mad cameras back in the day, but there were so many blind
spots. Sorry, I got to tell you this story while it's in my head.
Go on.
You know, Skip Lee.
Mm-hmm. Salute old Skip.
Salute big Skip.
We all need to hook up for a drink soon, man.
Big up the drink and ting. Get me.
Salute.
There was this geezer called Edmund who used to jack all of them lot as well.
Well, his name was Edmund. And he jacked you guys. He jacked me. From a guy called Edmund. Shit, man. How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know how.
So what did Edmund do to you?
He used to jack them all the time.
Oh, shit.
I just got jacked by Edmund. You know what I mean? I just got jacked by Edmund. And it went on for quite a long time. Fucking Edmund threw. I was walking down my dad's street. And I didn't know because I'm walking. And they must have been at the other end of the street. Mm. He lashed the champagne bottle. Because I don't know.
An empty one.
Until it smashed his fucking. He was like long way away.
Wow.
And he smashed behind me. And I remember thinking, fucking cunt. You know what I mean?
Of course, man. There was a few of the sorry.
But no, he used to go around jacking everybody. He was like quite famous for like one of those ones, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was like a couple of years below us at school.
Oh wow.
And
damn, you got jacked by
him.
He was called
Edmund? I didn't get jacked by him.
Oh, okay, good.
Skip never got jacked by him.
Okay.
But everyone hated him.
Yeah.
And you know the alleyway in Gunnersbury Station?
Yeah, I know.
Come out, go to the right, there's the long alleyway. Him and Sam bowling down the alleyway. I think they might have been smoking a Browns, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Smoking a Browns, you know what I mean? That's what we used to smoke if you got a Browns, bruv.
Yeah.
And smoking a Browns. And Edmund and his brethren are bowling towards them in the other end of the alleyway. I'm not sure if Skip knows who he is or something, but Skip's gone this run of knocking people out first punch.
Oh shit!
Like he's done it in Paris, and
I mean he's a big guy. London, he's a tall, big motherfucker.
But it went for like three fights in a row. This record of Skip's. It was definitely more than two.
Damn. Okay.
And of people like when he thought. Because I think it was me. I think I said something to him like back in the day. Like, if you think someone's going to chuck it, Skip, you just got to land them in the face first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that. It might not have been me, but if he was saying, I remember him explaining it and saying, someone said, you know what I mean? If you're going to get in, you've got to get in first. Like, bosh. And he got such a run of three of knocking dudes out with the first lamp. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not sure where Edmund is on that list. But anyway, Edmund's walking towards him. Comes up to Sammy. I think Sammy's got like some rolling tobacco or something. And he's like, oh, like, give me your Browns. And like, Sam's like, I don't have a Browns, you know what I mean? And I've only got this rolling tobacco, do you know what I mean? Like, about to get jacked.
Yeah.
About to hand it over. And Skip just fucking lamps Edward, like 100%. Like, I wasn't there, but apparently it's like the beautest lick of all licks, you know what I mean? Wow. Like, whoop, psh, 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 psh.
Yeah.
And just dropped him in that alleyway next to Gunnersbury Station.
Jesus. Oh, that's sad.
And I remember Sammy being like, yeah, boy. And when he got home, he was like, Nick just fucking knocked him out of the fucking middle. That was fucking amazing. Like,
and I bet this guy never harassed him again after that.
We used to see him around. Yeah. I remember going to the dog shit park once.
Because that's the
them lot were blazing a zoo or something or chilling in like the kids' playground. Bitch, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, on the swings.
And he was in there and he was just like, oh, what are you saying? Like, yeah, what are you saying? Like, as we walked by.
That risk. If you retaliated, then you're going to bump into him again and they're going to be outnumbering you and then they might switch on you. You know what I mean? So there was always that risk. But ultimately, the people, especially the petty jackings, this is the kind of petty jackings I'm talking about. I all jump up and down, all that stuff. Most of them, they just want to do it so they can buy some fags and you know what I mean? They're not doing it to survive, as it were. Maybe some of them, I don't know. But so they usually wanted the path of least resistance, you know what I mean? So if they know you kicked off, they're not looking to do it again, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. But it's risky though, you know what I mean? Ultimately, I can tell you one thing. There was one guy in the White Flats down by Drayton, notorious estate, you know what I mean? We used to hang out there near Copley Close. We used to hang out there with all the Somalians, yeah? And we used to just chill there, me and Mutlag, yeah? And there were these two guys, they were twin brothers, and they were called twins, We used to just call them the twins.
You know the twins, though. Still, bruv, like,
the twins, me, man. You know, the twins, every though, time. Bro. They were like Debo of the area, basically. You could hear them coming, or anyone's like, your twins are coming, you're stuck in your chain. You know what I mean? It was literally
Omar's coming! Fucking Omar's coming!
Literally, it was one of them ones, man. I'll never forget them guys. And I remember them nicking my mate's Helly Hansen jacket off his back. And we were actually in Ealing Broadway. You know the little alleyway between, you know, from next to the Waterglade Centre to Ealing Broadway Station, there's that alleyway that goes up by the tracks and goes up, you know, the one, Stinky Alley, I think we called it, because everyone used to piss down there. And we were on the street, though. And then Twin come up towards me and my mate. There were like six of them. And then they saw my mate's jacket. He had a fresh Helly Hansen jacket, man. And they were like,
wait, pass me that Hansen, bro. No, you know what I mean?
Before that, he said to him, come with me. And he took my mate down the alleyway. Yeah. So I was watching them down the alleyway. I could see what he was doing. He was like, take the jacket off or I'm gonna fucking kick the shit out of you. My mate's there just trying to blag it, going, no, man, I just got it, man. Like, you can't do this. You know what I mean? I could just see it happening. And I'm standing outside now.
Just got it, bruv, man.
And I'm surrounded by like four of this guy's mates. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, man, I gotta help my mate, man. I can't be doing it. And they were all just chatting shit to me. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Because they recognized me from kind of hanging out around there, so they didn't really do, I think they might have patted my pockets, I didn't have anything on me, so they allowed me. But I'm watching my mate now, and we're all just standing out there, and I'm like, fuck this. And so I remember just ducking down the alleyway. Yeah, God, I was in hero mode, man, for some reason, I don't know why. Because I
called the Maddie
as my mate
hero mode.
He was about to take his jacket off, so I just went beeline down the alleyway right up to them, yeah? And I went, no, man, like that. And I grabbed my mate's jacket, put it back on him like that, yeah? Lifted it back up. I was like, nah, leave your jacket on. I was like, leave him alone, man. What the fuck are you doing like that, yeah? And the twin guy just lapped me in the face, just full on lamp, man. Straight up, man, in my boat. He just a full swing, man. But luckily, he was wearing gloves, so it didn't hurt too much. It was like in the winter. I think this was in the winter. Dude, slapped me, yeah, and I just went like that, and I went, "Yo, give him your jacket, man, and get the fuck out of it." I was like, "Just hurry up, give him the jacket, man. Let's get the fuck out of here, man." And we popped down the other end of the alley.
Give him the fucking jacket, bro. One lick to the face.
No, it was, yo, you proper.
Everyone's got a plan until they get licked in the
exactly,
face.
Exactly. I want my jacket.
Wait, what's the matter with you, bruv? Yeah, what are you doing, a bosh? Wait, bruv, give him the jacket, bruv. Give him the jacket.
I mean, yo, man. It wasn't, you know what I mean? Then that's when I got lamped in the face. I was like, you know what? It's not my jacket. You know what I mean? Take his jacket.
Hey, pass the jacket to him, man. Let's go, bruv.
And I remember giving him my jacket because I felt bad because it was cold. It was in the winter, you know what I mean?
Getting jacked for your last suit.
Oh, man.
I remember that being a thing, getting jacked for my, I've just been jacked for my last suit.
I've seen people fight over their last suit, not getting jacked. You know what I mean? Like, that was a serious
thing. No, you can't take my last suit.
That's my last suit, man. Yo. Actually, you know what? Another story. I think I might even told this on the pod, but maybe like on
so episode. So that he just lamps you in the face. Shut up.
Yeah.
Pass me the jacket.
Yeah.
Did they take the jacket?
Yeah, he took the jacket, bobbed off, and we went off the other direction, man. It was, yeah.
Oh, what, these twins geezers, were they big geezers?
Big fucking guys, man. I mean, again, this is when we were like 15, and they must have been 19, 18, 19. And then that, even though it's only a couple of years, but in those ages, that's like, you're looking at grown men, you know what I mean? And you're just like a little teenager with your fucking voice breaking, you know what I mean? Like, leave me alone.
What's the matter with you? Yeah, don't jack him, man. Don't jack him.
Now, I want to retell this one. Oh. I think I told it on like episode 2 or episode 3 or something. But I remember the day.
Sorry.
You can get over it now, man. All right.
I can't get over it because this is I thought you were going into hero mode and doing something. And it just goes, shut up, my youth. Give him the jacket, bro.
You know what? I even remember next time I saw him, he gave me props. Like, it was that type of, you know,
you see when I jacked your bridge?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, props to you, though, still, for trying to back him. Like, you know I can't let you back him, though, innit, Amber? Like, yeah, you know I can't let
exactly.
you back him.
It was so something like that.
I have to give you some licks, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
I swear to you, theme. And that used to happen.
Two twos, yeah. Two twos, yeah. Big up yourself, Amber. Like,
that used
I'll
to
try
happen
and not
all the
jack
time.
You next time, innit?
Like, well, I want to tell you another story, a quick one. So I remember the day when I stopped all that stupidness. Like, you know, I must have been about 17 when I was like, I realized that was just
17.
Yeah, maybe 18, I don't know.
When what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You was a rude boy up until your early 20s.
Yeah, but I was a rude boy, but I wasn't going around jacking people. That was when I was young. That's when I was little and I was hanging out and just with people doing that stuff, yeah.
With the Somalis, bruv.
But I remember the last one.
You know what I mean?
I remember the last one when I was involved in. And I remember my mind changing from then. I might have still been a rude boy, you know, but not doing this stuff. And I remember it was on Haven Green outside Ealing Broadway Station.
Where you licked a man down with a gunshot.
No. That was
where you shot the feds. Where you shot the feds.
That's a separate thing.
So many things.
But yeah, on Haven Green where we used to hang out. I used to hang out with this one kid. I'm not going to say his name, but he was smaller than everyone. But he was the most rudest rude boy out of everyone. Like he had more to prove or something. Like he used to be a proper aggy little cunt. But he was this little scrawny little geezer, yeah? And so there's about 3-4 of us and with this one guy. And then we go to Haven Green and then there was this one kid that we used to always pick on, yeah? I feel really bad for this kid. His name was Casper as well, yeah? And he was the whitest, gingerest motherfucker you ever met in your life, yeah? And his name was Casper, yeah? Really didn't do him any favors.
Casper the motherfucking ghost,
yeah,
baby.
Exactly. And whenever this dude I was with, whenever he saw Casper, he used to harass him, he used to jack him, he used to always take the piss with this kid. And I remember we're walking down Haven Green, we see Casper sitting there, and then my mate goes straight to him and he's like, oh, what have you got? You know what I mean? Like, start going through his pockets, you know what I mean? All this stuff. And then Casper, out of the fucking blue, I swear to you, just went, nah, I'm not having none of it. Like, I guess he was raising his voice, trying to alarm people around or what was going on or whatever. But the dude just got suddenly brave. Like he'd had enough. Yeah. It happened to him so much.
This is his 10,000th. It was 10,000 hours of getting jacked. Yeah. And now, yeah.
It was the straw that broke the camel's back, where the dude went off. Like he started going, no, no. He wasn't like going, I'm going to fight you or anything. But he was like, no, I'm not going to give you nothing. I'm not going to do it. I'm sick of it. And all this stuff started shouting at this dude's, who I'm with, space. And you know what the dude did? The guy I'm with? He just turns around, looks at me and goes, go on, Amber, sort him out, man. Fuck him up. That's what he said
to
me.
What a chief.
And I remember looking at him going, and then looking at Casper and then looking back at him. And then I went up to Casper and I shook his hand like that. And I gave him a handshake. And I was like, damn right. I was like, don't let this dude do nothing to you, man. And then I walked away.
Go on, the Amber.
I swear to you, it's a true story. And I walked away, and I remember my mate giving me a bit of shit about it.
Like Jesus into the clouds.
No, but I remember my mate giving me shit about it later on, and I told him, "You fucking, if you fight him, if you want to jack him, you fight him. I'm not gonna fucking fight him for you. You know me, yeah, whatever."
Jacked him a million times.
Yeah, I'm like, you deal with him. You know me. I was like, I'm not on that anymore, man. And I remember that was like my heart changing then. You know me, going, nah, this ain't right, man.
That's when you walked off into the sunset, having saved that geezer's life.
Like Kane from Kung Fu.
Do you know what I mean?
Yo, man.
That's what's up, son.
Bruv, this time has flung by. We're almost at an hour now already, although, you know.
Do you know what I mean? But this is like a special one-off where I show all my nicked gear from the TFL. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one gets down like me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Shall we put the people out of their misery and actually pick
this
the
is my
winner?
Official submission for my talks. Do you know what I mean? Because I want it as well. Do you know what I mean? Man left a comment there. Do you know what I mean? Still. Like.
Look, just so people know, I'm not bullshitting. Look, here I'm going to read a couple from the thing. Here's
every
the, yes, George. We got Q-Zop. We got Chaos in the house. We got Eskimo LDN. We got Spad Fist. We got DJ Whisk. We got fucking. We got almost 100.
Big up everybody for entering that competition. Bretna. Well. There was a lot of comments.
Lots of comments, and it kind of just shows theme as well. Like, you know, on the average, what we get about maybe 8-9 comments per episode. And like, I know you have the capability of leaving comments, so don't be shy.
158 on this one.
Yeah, but a lot of them weren't subscribed.
Don't worry about it, yeah? Don't even subscribe or leave a comment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot just of the people who left
fucking
comments.
Like it or look it, just watch it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. Like some dirty nonce watching something you're not meant to be watching, like some peeper. Do you know what I mean?
No, for real though, man. Every like and every comment, it helps us in a little way and it don't cost you a thing. So thanks for that. Leave a comment. Hey. So let me pick one out of the hat. Let's go. I'm going to pick this up blind. I'm going.
If you leave a comment, yeah. We'll do a live session at your daughter's 21st. Do you know what I mean?
Here we go. I picked one. You know what I mean? I picked one. Oh, shit.
Oh, it's gone to the theme.
Nah. It says Revorg Records, man.
Holy shit.
We got my man Strange Neighbor out in
the
Revorg
Tox map
Records.
Is on its way to Croydon, yeah?
Yeah, it's
a nice home for it, bruv, to be fair. Do you know what I mean?
He's not in Croydon anymore. I don't think Strange Neighbor, I don't think he lives in Croydon anymore. But salute Revorg Records. If you don't know about Revorg Records, go check them out, man. These guys are dope.
He won in the competition, bruv.
He left a comment. You know what? Because he got mad. The comment, I can't remember verbatim what he wrote, but he basically said that he was pissed off about the underbelly thing, that the prank. I'm sure he caught jokes off it as well, but he was a bit mad that we didn't actually release the thing.
Oh, yeah, leaving a comment here, even though I might never return or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. But props to them. They're only fucking around because they show nothing but love, man. Big up Strange Neighbor and all the things they're doing at Revorg Records. That shit's dope. That's mad that I picked your name out of the hat. So hit us up on the Instagram. Let me know where to send this Tox map to. Signed Tox map.
And we've got another signed Tox map.
Oh, yeah?
If we're feeling generous, man, might give away again. Do you know what I mean? Man's got a lot of things over here. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, man, like...
Leader of the fucking PFB, JKS and DDS, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Got a lot of bits.
We got plenty more in the future. We got plenty of gifts, giveaways. We got all sorts of stuff, man, you know, from all sorts of places.
The geezer in charge of the real underbelly, he looks like this.
Yeah, that's what
if
he looks like.
You ever see someone like this, yeah? Look at him when it's coming out. Do you know what I mean?
As if we would fucking have it, man. And anyway, don't get me started on that fucking shit.
It's a fucking brilliant video. Fucking brilliant.
That was hilarious, man. What should we get into? I mean, man, there's a lot to get into, but I tell you what, the audio boom. Yeah, we released this through Talal, the producer.
Yeah, let's hear about this. Talal.
Is that cool if we get into this for a second theme? Just here at the end now. So Talal produces Alexi Sales podcast and a few other podcasts, and he produces this one. He don't do shit except for host it on his Audio Boom channel. Yeah.
He's the number one man in charge of the Almshouse.
And Audio Boom is only for the people who listen. So if you're right now listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then Audio Boom theme, I haven't really gone into this even myself, but I definitely haven't with you. There's an analytics section for the people who download and listen to the episodes every week. So not including the YouTube. Most of the people watch on YouTube because it's quite visual most of the time. But a lot of people listen on the analytics. So I want to go to the episode 72, the Peter Didlington episode theme. Peter Didlington. Let me see if I can get this up separate.
Rogue One, Peter Didlington, you little nonce.
Yeah, there we go. So this is like a couple of episodes ago. We only got, how many people listened to that? Was 248 people on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Yeah? Theme, you paying attention?
What's that? So total number of people who listened to it.
Who listened to it was 248.
248?
Yeah, it's not that much. But on Instagram, on YouTube, we get like 1,000 or so people.
So YouTube, yes. I would have thought the audio was the bigger thing.
Well, yeah, no, it's not. It's not. But I think they're more dedicated listeners. The people who actually, like, you know, subscribe and download it each week and listen to it on their way to work or on their way back.
This is download and listens, or download and or listens.
Here it says listens. So I'm assuming it's just listens. But yeah, But yeah, so we had like out of that 248, obviously 211 are from the UK, 17 from Australia, five from the United States, three in New Zealand.
Yes, six.
Two in Germany, two in Netherlands, two in Hong Kong, one in Spain. Oh shit, we got one from Brazil here as well. But I think,
hola, mamacita.
Now, I think that might be my mate who was actually in Brazil at that time when this episode came out. I remember thinking that. We got one in Saudi Arabia who listened to it. We got one person in Japan. One in Poland and one in Vietnam.
Well, of just that episode, yeah.
This is Peter Didlington episode, yeah. It's not even our highest listened. I think the highest listened episode is Farmer G still. I'd have to look it up, but I can't look now. But we can even go in even more. So now United Kingdom, 11 people in Kensington listen to the pod.
In the London borough of
Southwark, we got 7 people in Bristol. We got Briz. Hackney, we got 6 people in Hackney.
You're done though, yeah, in the marshes, bruv. Do you know what I mean? You just score a hat trick every Saturday, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
We got Lambeth, Islington, 4 people in Wandsworth, 4 people in Fulham, 3 people in Glasgow, 3 in Birmingham. Big up.
You're either, Paul.
Big up Birmingham, man. Leeds, we got 3 people in Leeds. We've got 3 people in Southampton and 3 people in Manchester, Reading, Greenwich, Chesterfield, Hayes.
Chesterfield!
What, do you know anyone in Chesterfield? No.
My granddad used to live in Chesterfield.
Oh, there we go. Is your granddad listening? Oh, no, is he passed on or
he's passed away, but I used to have a couple of mates up there when I go and play. Going around to their houses was fucking jokes. Like,
I bet. You know what I mean?
We've got fucking joke, those northerners.
We got 2 people in Northampton and Bournemouth, 2 people in Hounslow.
I was in Hounslow Central today.
Oh, there we go.
Fucking dog shit place.
Yeah.
Barn Hounslow, bruv.
Norwich, Warwick.
Some one-way gash-tastic fucking hell.
Theme, we got one person in Leicester who listens.
Hounslow East, yeah. Yeah. 10 Foot told me that Hounslow East should be crossed off the underground. Do you know what I mean? It's not even a
Hounslow East. Not
should have been going that far, man.
Yeah.
Osterley, do you know what I mean? Wagwan with Osterley.
We got one person in Milton Keynes and in Twickenham and Pinner. Pinner. Why have I been to Pinner? I've been to Pinner before.
Pinner's quite close, bruv.
Oh, okay. But let's see in Australia. Where in Australia? Perth.
Oh, yeah. Fucking listen to the Almshouse, mate.
Yeah, and Sydney. Salute Sydney, man. We got 4 people in Sydney listening right now. Yo.
Do it.
Put us up. Put me up, man. Put me up in Sydney,
mate,
bro.
Get me a fucking stubby, mate.
Brisbane, we got Melbourne. Let's see. In Germany, we got in Berlin.
Did you give her a route?
You give her a route, mate.
Mate.
Hong Kong, we got 2 people.
Hong Kong.
Where in Spain? We
be
got
careful.
Madrid.
Of time,
someone in Madrid showing love. What about in Spain?
Let me tell you, how Spanish I am, bruv.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, bruv.
Go on.
About what I'm going with my little selection. This might be a sorry acid.
Yeah.
You get me, bruv.
Yeah, go on.
Bundy London Underground, yeah?
Yeah. What's he done? He's gone off screen now. Where's he gone? What's he doing?
Man has got... I only realised this morning.
Yeah.
My breakfast these days are ridiculously Spanish, bruv.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got the
these
Mrs.
These little numbers, yeah? These little numbers, yeah?
Oh, nice.
But look at how many I've got, bruv.
Damn.
Like, ridiculous amounts.
Are these like dried meats, basically, yeah? What are they called? Dry cured meats. Bear of them.
Jamon. Ham.
Jamon, yes, of course.
It's like cured and sensational.
Is it halal?
Yeah, halal doesn't exist in Spanish.
Obviously not. Theme, we're running out of time, man. Let's do a quick graph critique and then call it a day, man. What do you reckon? All good?
Call it a day. If we call it a day, I'll be so upset because I enjoy the Almshouse so much.
I know you do, man. You love it.
And then I have to wait for a fucking week. Yeah. But today I've been a bit flach. I've been a bit flach because of fucking what a day today, bruv. What kind? Let me have a fucking rant, yeah? Let me tell you about rants, yeah?
Go for it.
If you live in West London, yeah, and you're the sort of parent who's that much of a dick to book your fucking birthday party in Hounslow Central, bruv. Nobody lives. That's ridiculous, bruv. The school where the youths go is in Ealing, bruv.
Oh, man.
The baby mama's mad sick. I dropped her off at hospital yesterday. She's like, do you know what I mean? And the kids have got a birthday party today. I'm like, yeah, of course, where is it? It's always at Acton Ealing, Isleworth, Acton Ealing. She's like, yeah, it's in Hounslow Central. I'm like, no, it's fucking not. On a Sunday, yeah, at 1:30, bro. And I'm like, fucking hell, yeah. It's the shittest, longest place to get to ever. Yeah. Out in the sticks, yeah. 1:30, bro. What am I supposed to do, yeah? Drive back for 45 minutes. What, and like, fucking, not even enough time to have a hand shandy, do you know what I mean? and then go back to Hounslow and then come back. Yes, I'm fuming already with this bitch.
Was the party any good? What was it?
I go to the fucking party. I get the youths of the party. We get there early because I'm being like good dads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get there in my Nike jacket, a black Nike jacket, fucking combat trousers, and like Air Max 90s, like leaning on one of the arcades, waiting for someone to turn up because no one's turning up.
Arcades and shit. All right, yeah.
And some youths come in, and I'm like, oh, do you know those youths? And he's like, yeah, we know those youths. But that's not the youth who's having the birthday. I'm like, right, so we're still waiting.
Oh, even the birthday youth isn't there.
No, he's not there.
Oh, my God.
So we're just waiting, like, leaning, and this bird comes up to me, yeah. I think she's God's gift, like with all her like fate lips, blonde, like skinny, and blonde hair, like my Antichrist. Yeah, so I'm like, what the fuck? She goes to me, oh, hi, yeah, thanks for waiting. And I'm holding a present. I'm holding a fucking present in my fucking hand, like wrapped in, like it's got a card and that. She's like, oh, yeah, so you work here. So, yeah, basically, if you could tell all of the kids, and I'm like, listening to her for a little bit, like, I'm leaning as if I would be greeting her like this. If I were there, I'm leaning on the arcade because it's got like a nice slant on it where the joysticks are. And I'm tall and it's exactly fit. I'm just like, and I'm looking at Alex like,
did you have the tea towel on your head as well?
No. Yeah, and Alex doesn't say to me anything in standard like Bill and Ted fashion. He's just like watching the situation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you know this? Like, what's going on with this bird? And she goes, oh, don't you work here? And I'm like, no. What are you talking about?
Was it the bouncy castle places? Well, like the bouncy
springy place? No, it was called Flip Out.
Yeah, the flip, they bounce. They bounce on the like the.
No, things. It's called they bear different shit in there.
Okay.
Maybe they do some bouncing.
Yeah, they must do a Flip Out. I'm pretty sure they do. But anyway,
she goes, oh, don't you work here? I'm like, no. I'm holding the fucking present, and I go to her. No, we're waiting for a birthday party. But the birthday boy's not here, and nor his parents, so we're waiting for them. She's like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. And, like, just waits around next to us. It turns out that she's the fucking mother of the geezer of the boy who's having the birthday.
Oh, right.
So what the fuck is wrong with this bit? Like, hi, my name's Andy. Giving her the present, like, 5-10 minutes later. Like,
yeah.
She said, yeah, you can go. Come and collect them. I'm like, bitch, what? You just fucking... Did you just ask me if, like... Do you remember this conversation? So I'm thinking this bird's a space cadet.
Definitely.
Anyway, I go back to West London, actual West London, do you know what I mean? Not fucking Hounslow. Go back there, go to the gym, and I'm going to have to leave. So I'm like, yo, I've set an alarm. When that alarm goes, I really have to leave because it's got a fucking trek back to Hounslow East. And Shireen, the boy's mum, she bells me. I'm in the gym. I'm like, yeah, thinking I'm going to get a bollocking for something, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like, no, you've, the boys who's having the birthday, his mum has said, can you come and collect your kids at 5 instead of 4?
Oh, right.
And I'm like, what? Do you know what I mean? Because usually I've still haven't done any of my stuff that I need to get done before Monday's work. You know what I mean? I'm like, what do you mean? Because she's ill, I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, well, that's what it fucking says. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, none of the other parents have like seen it. One other person's seen. Shireen's replied, and then one other person's seen it. Uh-huh. Delayed it for an hour, bruv. So now, like, I'm just, and I said, do you know who this boy's mum is? Do you know, like, she's some space kid? And she goes, yeah, 100% space. She knows all the parents way more than me. 100% space. So then this fucking bird books her party in Hounslow East, yeah? And then on the half hour before I'm leaving to collect the utes, she sends a fucking text. A text, bruv.
Yeah.
No one's seen it, yeah? Can you come and collect your kid at five? Not like, oh, 4:10, you know, there's been a slight overrun. Tommy's having fun. Now, and the next hour, bruv. Fucking cunts. If you're from West London, you've got to keep it within. You can't let the train go past, like, I don't know, Northfields, really.
No, zone 4 is a no-go, man. What the fuck? I swear that's in zone 4.
Fucking hell, man.
Shit. They, yo, man.
Hours today trekking to Hounslow and back.
Mate, fuck
that's
that.
The worst thing about having utes.
Yeah.
You can't, because that's got nothing to do with your utes. But like once every, whatever it is, month or 2 months, one of their brethren has a party in the middle, and you're like, oh, fucking hell. What time? Sunday, like 2 till 6. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like just the whole day.
And there's a whole like extra thing, I'm assuming, because I don't have kids. Like, you know, extra thing. Like if you don't take your kid there, then the other parents talk and go, oh no, they don't take him, you know what I mean? Or if you, you know, you don't want to arrive late, or else, you know, the other parents will talk like, oh no, look at the, there's that extra little pressure. So I'm sure you don't give a fuck about what the other parents say, but I'm just saying, like, there's that.
But I'm extra sure that my ex does, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of
I'm
course.
Always, like, trying to be on my best behavior, because they all know, like, blatantly that I don't live with them, do you know what I mean? Because they're all like on their family groups and that, do you know what I mean?
Exactly, but, man.
You know, I don't give a shit, man.
It, man. All right, theme. I've sent you a graph, piece of graph for us to critique. This was sent in actually ages ago. I just never got around to actually critiquing this one. I can't remember who sent it in or when, but it was a while ago. I know that much. Have you got it, theme, in front
What's
of you?
What's this on, bruv? What's the Posca with a... As a piece of cardboard.
Let me describe. So there's a piece of cardboard. Someone's drawn on this piece of cardboard with Posca pens. You see how I hate it when people were like, because this is obviously he did this for an Instagram post and then obviously sent it in. And you know, people, they do a sketch and then they line up their pens nice and neatly next to the drawing they just did. And they
just to let you know, exactly what it was done with.
Yeah, exactly. So he's done it with Posca pens. But there's no yellow in the pile. There's a yellow in the piece, but there's no yellow pen. So where's that gone? Anyway.
It wasn't a Posca, and he didn't want to fuck up the flow of the photo.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't add it down.
So he's done it, like a blue, white, and like light blue, dark blue fill. He hasn't even bothered to fade it. Obviously not. It's in pens, so it's difficult to fade. Yellow, black outline, gray kind of thin 3D, you know, yellow one time going around the outside, and a little halo above and little isms flying off the sides.
What does this say? Cocas.
Looks like it says KOCAS. Theme, what's your first thoughts looking at that sketch?
It's too much of a fucking ruler is what it's doing my nut in.
He definitely used a ruler to do the lines. Like, he hasn't faded the colors in the schemes. Yeah, it's a down rock fade, but it's not faded. So it's just lines going rank, rank, rank.
Do you know what I mean? It's pretty gash because of the ruled out fucking...
I mean, it's difficult to fade.
Nitpick, you know what I mean? Like the A is too small compared to the S.
Yeah.
The little halo is like at the wrong angle.
What about the, you see the K? You see the spine?
The top bit and the right.
Yeah, those right bits, both of them are mad like pansy compared to the back bit. The letters, I see a lot of
people. I'd give it like a two out of 10, bro.
Yeah.
A 2 out of 10.
I'd give it a little bit higher than 2 out of 10. I'd give it a 3, maybe. Because it's neat. It's neatly done. But...
Yeah, bun the rulers, bruv.
Yeah, allow the rulers. The
That's why it's neatly done.
Yeah, but I'm talking about...
You hear the missus having a piss. Oh, fuck, it would have been brilliant.
No, I can't.
Brilliant. You just dirty Latina!
And just, you see how these style of letters... I see a lot of people do these style of letters, man. And it's very... toyish letters. They're not.
But what style is that? That style's just. I don't know what they. I don't recognize that. You know what I mean? It's not like a style.
No, there's. It's not a style.
There's like any Europe bod could do that.
It's. I'm trying to describe.
Put your punani away and get inside. Gotta be legal.
Yeah, gringo.
Fucking hell, gringo.
But look, look, you see how some of the lines go further than it should do, but it does it a lot. So it's like part incorporated in the style. I see a lot of people doing that, thinking it looks cool. And I really don't like it, man. I really don't like when people do that. I don't know what it's called, but I've seen a lot of people do that, man. And I don't know why. And yeah, proportion wise, I mean, it's neat.
I mean,
it's,
look at the block coming off the bottom of the S, bruv.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? If you want to get into fucking techniques and that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like the Greek flag, do you know what I mean?
It looks like the Greek
flag. Go and press us some go and make me some olive oil, you little nods, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, again, oh, there's not really much else to say about this, yeah, but I just don't like those style of letters, man. Just, you know, fix up, man.
How many panels has he done?
Cockass. Cockass as well. What does that mean? Cockass.
Done bare PBRs, do you know what I mean?
The S, I mean, if it didn't have those lines, like I'm saying...
Fucking cockass!
If you didn't have those lines going out, I mean, the S would be the best letter, I think. And the S's are difficult, so, you know...
S's are difficult. S's, I'm really jealous I don't have. S's are like one of the best letters to ever have.
It is, but they're difficult to pull off.
In graph history as well, do you know what I mean?
They're difficult to pull off, man. Like you said, like the O...
You can do a billion different S's.
There is a billion, but, you know what I mean? To do them and do them proportionally and make them look funky and look good... It's a whole other thing. Anyway, allow cock us, but thanks for sending that in. People keep sending your shit in. Theme, I'm done, man. We've gone way over time.
Ono. See, Ono's still getting those reaches on the way home, bruv.
Yeah, Ono is just always tagging all the time, man. And he was
when we went out with him, he was going, oh, I've been fucking going back all the time, just getting reaches all the way home.
Just all the time.
Blaine is still doing that.
All the time.
Seeing new reaches all the time.
He can't help himself, man. I even had a go at him. I was like, you've done too many tags. They're on everything, man. And I would never say that to someone, but in certain areas, you're like, yo, man, let it go, man. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you get me?
Props to Ono every time, man. Love
big up
guy.
Everyone listening to Arms House, to your mum's house podcast, episode 76. Just... I'll bring Arms House to your mum's house! Do you know what I mean?
Theme, can we go out on this tune? This tune, I heard it the other day. It came out in 2022, but it sounds like it came out in 94. Yeah.
94.
And it's by guys I never heard of, A1 and Elements. And the tune is called Game Matters. It's A1. They're from New York. A1, A-W-O-N. I just heard it on a mixtape. There was like a guy I listened to, DJ 360, and he does mixtapes of like classic old school hip hop. But then he did one. This is all new music come out in the last few years.
And it rings a blood clot bell, A1.
This tune, I like this tune. It's called Game Matters, A1 and Elements. Let's just go out to this one. Peace, Theme, brother, man. Much love, yeah?
Peace, you know what I mean?
I want to get your reaction to this one here, man.
The best way to get away with it,
yeah,
is to think it's not a crime in the first place, do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? When we ask him to lend you your bike, I'm not nicking it, I'm just lending it. Man. These niggas ain't Pablo, I feel like Picasso.
Yo, I'm trying to drip cheese like a nacho. This is my kind of shit, son.
So simple. You, baby, they ain't never been a
chapo. We're always telling you to keep it simple, kids.
And that snare sounds like someone getting slapped on the ass for that one. The mic for the gods. I'm holding the cards and beating the odds. Shooting with sharks, swimming suits, tell it with sharp linens. Strength, I in the quack, throw sink, oh, I had a heart trembling. Crack a guy, Dundee, Gators, the stomp haters. Stop rolling with those lames who don't tip waiters. Mad flavor like a freak, though. Bopping to the beat, yo. Yo, it's Elements on the beat. Your physique is so perfect, superior to anything on the surface. Surface, a rose con pollo done got you nervous. Lavish life, I ravish mics. My appetite is like an animal's. I'd indulge in everything I like. Pop bands for Bonita, Morena.
flow like Agui through Aqua Fresca. I got the Hugo, Desert Eagle for the Puto. Bonnie and Clyde, your favorite duo, numero uno. Mommy's in Ikea, I wanna be a Papi Chulo. High scholar wave on your culo, fatter than sumo. You know, I'm realer than the most you meet. They pose the street while I'm naturally so unique. And your physique is like a bottle of coke. Got the whole hood feeling like you modeling dope. Calm, take a song play, or the Kenzo. Tryna put a bow on the Benzo. Sleepy ass niggas on them Zans and them perks. Eating box like a bento. They stay up in the friend zone, I stay up in the end zone.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?